Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? Another wonderful Lord's Day here God gave us at Bible Baptist Church. And what a wonderful, wonderful spirit all day long. Decisions made for Christ and folks joining in membership with our church. And just a great, great Lord's Day. Always a good Sunday here with the people of God. And most importantly, God met with us. And we felt His presence here and He spoke to our hearts. Decisions were made for Christ. And it's a great, great day. We got what we needed to head out into another week and to serve the Lord with gladness. And I hope it was that way where you were, that you were in your place at your church, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that God spoke to your heart and gave you what you needed as you head into this week of April here with the eclipse today. That's coming up for us, and you say, what's that mean? It means there's an eclipse is what it means, and there may be signs. There's been other eclipses through the years. You say, is God trying to get our attention? God's always trying to get our attention. God definitely is trying to get America to turn back to Him and repent and turn from their wicked ways. But sadly, she's not listening very well. But we have a job to do, and that is to go and preach the gospel to every creature. And the folks aren't saved by saying, oh, there's a sign in the sky. They're saved by putting their faith in Jesus Christ as their Savior. And so we look to Him, and we continue to preach and lift up Jesus Christ. All right? Now, I want to share with you a few people today that you may be familiar with. A couple of them you are, I'm sure. I call it my profiles in courage. And there's some biographies of men in the Bible, not only of triumph and victory, but also of tragedy and failure as well. I mean, we read about Noah and Abraham and David and Daniel and Peter and Paul, and I mean the big ones, you know. But we're going to look at a few today who are not so famous. But they were men of courage. They were men of integrity. They were men of character. And I want you to go to 2 Samuel chapter 23 to start us off. 2 Samuel 23. Now, we're talking about David's mighty men. Samuel 23, 2 Samuel 23 verse 8 says, these be the names of the mighty men whom David had. The Techmonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains. The same was Adino, the Eznite. He lift up his spear against 800 whom he slew at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David. When they defied the Philistines that were gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away, he arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave under the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. And I want to talk just a few minutes about this Eleazar. He's one of our profiles in courage, a soldier in the army of King David. We're somewhere around 1000 BC or so. And their enemy, of course, the great enemy of Israel, was the Philistines. And he's part of David's mighty men here, an elite corps of men that surrounded David. Competent, loyal, fierce men. He could trust them to do whatever needed to be done, no matter the odds. What a high honor. And of that group of men, there were three particular ones that were the best of the best, three of the mighty men. They were not afraid of anything. They never complained. They never looked back. They never turned back. They did whatever David wanted. And one of these was Eleazar. He stood alone in this battle. Now, the Bible just said the rest of the army of Israel had gone away. But he stayed. And when the enemy attacked, he fought them. And he fought them so tirelessly and so vigorously, the Bible says his hand clave to his sword, his fingers stuck in that position, grabbing the sword, Most like sometimes in an auto accident, someone will have gripped the steering wheel so hard and they got to pry the fingers off the steering wheel. You had to pry his fingers off his sword. He had courage to fight when others retreated. He had courage to fight when he was badly outnumbered. He had courage to fight when he was exhausted. Oh, we need more people like Eleazar, who has courage to stand alone and courage to fight when others retreat. Courage to fight when you're badly outnumbered. Courage to fight even though you're weary and tired. Fight for what is right. Fight even when you're outnumbered. Oh, to be a blessing to their God, to be a blessing, to pass something down to our children, to give that heritage to them. Oh, our hand needs to cleave to our sword. What's our sword? The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Oh, does your hand cleave to the sword? Oh, I think you ought to defend your family, for sure. But listen, let's defend the Word of God. Use the Word of God, the principles of the Word of God, the values of the Word of God. That's what we need in our homes. Hey, Dad, that's what you need. You need to be Eleazar and let your hand cleave to the sword. Teach and train and discipline your children to bring them up in the way they ought to go. Oh, my friend, America gets turned around one household at a time, one home at a time. Oh, that we'd have men of God that would be Eleazar's, whose hand would cleave to the sword. Not just pick it up occasionally, but know how to handle the sword and handle the weapon of the Word of God. And that's Eleazar. But then there's three others that you're familiar with, I think a little more so than Eleazar. And that's in Daniel chapter 3. Now, Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael. Now, that's not how you know them. That was their Hebrew names. You would know them more as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Three names that are always linked together. They're in captivity, taken captive when Daniel was taken captive, and all given new names. And in chapter 3, Daniel's not there. It does not mention where Daniel is. But in Daniel 3, remember, a great image of Nebuchadnezzar was made. And then when the music begins to play, they were all to bow down to the image. And of course, the three Hebrew boys said, "We're not bowing." And he said, "If you don't bow, you're going to be thrown into a fiery furnace." And they said, "Well, God's able to deliver us, but if not, we're still not bowing down." You see, a couple things to remember about these three Hebrew boys who took their stand for God. They remembered the lessons that were taught to them as young men. Even after the extensive pagan training they received, the indoctrination, if you will, in Babylon, the truth of God they learned as children was still there. Oh, listen, my friend, teach your children in the home. Get them in the Sunday school class. Get them in the children's clubs at your church where they can be taught the truths and the principles of the Word of God. Lay the proper foundation. Oh, the public education, the peer pressure, the television, the videos, the internet, we'll all try to teach them principles. We'll all try to teach them the ways of the world. And listen, somebody's got to teach them the truths and the principles of the Word of God. They remembered those lessons, and then they were faithful to God no matter what. God delivered. They were faithful and God delivered, but he said, listen, if God doesn't deliver us, if not, we're still not bound down. We're still going to be faithful. I'm going to be faithful if I lose friends. I'll be faithful if I lose a job. I'll be faithful if I lose money. Be faithful to God if you lose that girlfriend or boyfriend. Be faithful to God even if you lose your life. Faithful unto death. Oh, we need young men who have great courage and who will stand together for the cause of Jesus Christ and will stand for what's right in the eyes of God. Oh, give us some Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael's. Give us some Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's who say, listen, we're going to stand for what's right. It doesn't matter what everyone else is doing. I'll be in the minority. In fact, I'll be a minority of the minority. But I'm going to stand for what's right and stand for what I know God wants me to do. The third profile in courage I want to tell you about is a New Testament book called Philemon. Philemon, the little book of Philemon, just one chapter. It's just a letter Paul wrote to a friend of his named Onesimus. And Paul wrote that letter to him and encouraging him about this runaway slave that had worked for Onesimus and then Paul met in Rome. His name was Philemon. and or Onesimus rather. He wrote it to Philemon, who was the rich fella, and who had, who Onesimus had worked for. And now Paul meets him in Rome. They were in prison together. Paul leads him to faith in Christ, and Onesimus is now a born-again believer. And now he's going to send him back to Philemon. Oh, my friend, and Philemon could take his life if he wanted to legally. That was the payment for a slave who maybe robbed him and ran away. We don't know all the details of that. But he's saying, if he's done you wrong, Paul says, put it on my account. You read that little book of Philemon. It's an amazing, amazing story. Just 25 verses, and he's writing on his behalf. He would, you know, whenever a slave ran away from his owner, from who he worked for, he would be branded with an F on his forehead. That would be fugitive. And that way he could be publicly identified and publicly made a public example when he was caught and then returned to his master or executed. That's just the law of the land in those days. And so Paul says, no, now he's a brother in Christ, and I want you to receive him as a brother in Christ. Come clean. And listen, Onesimus wants to come clean. He's going to carry this letter. This letter you read, these 25 verses, he's carrying this to his owner. And he did. Why? He's absolutely determined. He's absolutely resolute to make things right, no matter the cost. Trust God. He's going to trust God to take care of him. He knows this could be his death warrant he's carrying. Wonder if that applies to anybody listening to me today. Is there some former employer, some former teacher, some former business partner, some former neighbor that you need to go back to and make things right, even when the outcome is anything but certain? Was that letter accepted? Did Philemon accept it? Was Onesimus ever forgiven? Did he take? See, Paul said, if he hath wronged thee, he said, in fact, I want you to receive him as myself. And if he's wronged thee or oweth thee aught, put that on my account. Did that ever happen? Well, it's interesting. In Colossians chapter 4 and verse number 18, Paul writes this, the salutation by the hand of me, Paul, remember my bonds, grace be with you. Amen. He writes this letter and delivers that letter back to the church. And you know who carried that letter to the church at Colossae? Onesimus did. And Onesimus also served at Ephesus. Served two different churches there, Ephesus and Colossae, carrying the letter for Paul. Oh, was he used again? Yes, he was. Eleazar, Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, Onesimus. Would you add your name to that list? Listen, what men of courage, what men of character, what men of conviction to fight alone if necessary, to be faithful even in the face and threats of your life. And then one who's willing to go back and make things right, even when he wasn't sure of the outcome, that it could have meant his life. What profiles in courage? Profiles of courage. Will you be someone like that? Will you be a man of God? Will you be a woman of God? Would you be a profile of courage in this day and age? I hope we would. I hope we would. I hope God will give us more Eleazars and Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael, and Onesimus. Onesimus. Profiles of courage. Have a great Monday, everybody. And I'll look forward to being with you back again on the broadcast tomorrow, okay? Until then, this is Brother Slateball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to Encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.